students must stay in school through age 18. That's the key recommendation of a new report due out today from a state panel that's looking to reduce the dropout rate in Massachusetts. The Graduation and Dropout Prevention and Recovery Commission, as it's called, says raising the compulsory age from 16 is just one way of halving the number of students who leave school before graduation. Currently, about 10,000 drop out across the Commonwealth each year. Reporter Monica Brady-Myrov worked on a series of WBUR reports in the spring called Project Dropout, and she joins us this morning to talk about today's long-awaited report on the issue. Monica, good morning and thanks.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's go right to the key recommendation that the state should raise the compulsory attendance age, the dropout age, from 16 to 18. Why does the commission think this will work?
Well, they think it'll work because it'll make kids think a little longer before they drop out. You know, the commission points out that at 16 years old, these kids are minors, and they really shouldn't be allowed to make decisions that affect their entire future. The commission recommends putting in a gradual raising of the age, adding 1 year to 17 and then later adding 18 years, and then saying that it also won't work without a lot of supports and programs to help those who are most at risk of dropping out, and also enforcing the law to make the kids stay in school, because it's really looked at studies that show other states who have 17 or 18-year-old mandatory age of attendance. They don't necessarily solve the problem of dropping out. It sounds like it has to come along with a lot of supports.
So, given that, what are the other strategies that the panel recommends as ways of cutting the dropout rate in half within 5 years?
Yeah, it's a very ambitious goal. And the commission puts forth several strategies, including expanding a pilot program that's called an early warning system. You know, research shows you can identify students as early as third grade that if they're unable to read at grade level, that they're at risk of dropping out. Then by sixth grade, if they have an attendance rate that's below 90%, their probability of dropping out goes up as well. Then by eighth grade, if they're doing poorly in MCAS or they're switching schools a lot. Researchers know what these indicators are. The problem is educators aren't sharing them. So a kid goes from eighth grade to ninth grade, and none of that history follows them. So there's a pilot program underway by the state in 24 school districts that gives the ninth grade level teachers the specifics, who these kids are, what their problems are, and then helps them put in supports so that these kids don't get lost in the system. This report is saying we need to focus on this. We need to expand this program because right now, when you're not sharing information, it doesn't help anyone. And the commission's chair, Massachusetts Education Secretary Paul Revel, says the ramifications of this spread beyond the individual student.
Each student who drops out of school constitutes a failure of the education system, a personal tragedy, and a loss to the Commonwealth.
So given what Secretary Revel says, Monica, what about those students who've already dropped out?
The commission says step up targeted intervention. Use coaches and mentors with students who are struggling. Really show them how school connects to college and college connects to career, because a lot of these students don't really see how high school applies to their lives. And it also recommends really beefing up active recovery. And when I reported these series of reports in the spring for the Project Dropout series, the one thing that struck me is after talking to dozens of dropouts, most of them said they really regretted dropping out. One guy I met, Antonio Rosa in Chelsea, the regret he expressed is really typical.
I know how difficult it would be to get by without a diploma because I've seen all my cousins, uncles, everybody in my family. Not a lot of people have graduated. Not a lot of people have high school diplomas. So I knew what I was going to be expecting. Now that I'm dropped out, now I got nothing but mad regrets. I wish, like, I was still in school. I wish I would have finished. It would have made my life a lot easier.
Bob, there are already some promising things happening for this. Programs that show you can re-engage students like Antonio. For instance, the Boston Private Industry Council has dropout recovery specialists. And these are guys who get the names of every kid who's dropped out in the Boston public school system. And they call them and they find them and they talk to them and say, why aren't you coming back? What happened? What can we do? Boston also recently opened a re-engagement center where now these students can come to the center, get assessed, sort of look at what went wrong, where should they go back into school? Because it's really not that easy to get back into a system that you've rejected. The other thing the report recommends is expanding alternative education. This is shown to work. These are alternative schools to high school that offer flexible learning time and more attention to the students. The commission says these are great. They really work. There are 12,000 students in the state who want access to them, but they're currently not well-funded, and they're very, very expensive.
Monica, of the kids who drop out, do we know how many actually return to school and what the commission's hopes are for increasing that number?
I don't believe the state is tracking that overall right now, and the commission's hopes are to take the 10,000 students each year who drop out and make that only 5,000. Now, that'll increase capacity a lot. This is going to cost a lot of money because you need chairs for these students, you need teachers, you need a lot of supports because there are many problems they're facing both inside and out of school. But right now, the state just really isn't tracking it well enough and looking at how best to engage students and get them back into the system.
And you mentioned money. Given that the programs the commission wants to implement are going to be expensive, how does it imagine the state's going to afford them?
The commission didn't say how much all this is going to cost. The panel does recommend the state reach out to nonprofits and philanthropists for help, because already in this budget crisis, programs for dropouts have been cut. But the report from this commission really points out the consequences of this, that the state has a lot to lose. Dropouts are less likely to have a job. If they do, they're likely to earn less than people who have a degree. They're more likely to be on public assistance. So the whole tone of this is that even in this difficult budget time, this is a pressing problem. It needs the resources devoted to it if the Commonwealth wants to have a skilled workforce.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyeroff, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.